Hi, everybody. When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now, downtown, downtown, forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair?
Don't you know I can't sleep at night since you've been gone? I never weep at night.
I can't go on.
Don't you know I can't take it?
You know I can't sleep at night, but just the same, I never weep at night. I call your name.
You know I can't take it. I don't know who can. I'm not gonna make it. I'm not that kind of man. Don't you know I can't sleep at night.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him? Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
My folks are always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad.
Beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
I felt so helpless, what could I do?
Then, good morning. Welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue, and happy to be here in the squeaky chair with you on this cold, frosty January morning. It is 11:13, actually 11:14, here on WMFO, and you're tuned to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're at Tufts University, and if you're not within FM earshot, you can always catch us online at WMFO.org or several of the music apps. You can grab us. I think we're definitely on TuneIn Radio. So check that out. We are going back to the 60s today and doing everything from girl groups to pop to British Invasion to just pretty much everything. We just heard the Shangri-Las doing Leader of the Pack, kind of a classic 60s tune. The Mamas and the Papas gave us I Call Your Name with the glorious vocals of Mama Cass there. She really had an amazing talent, and it's sad that we lost her so early. Petula Clark doing Downtown, and when that played, Mike was still in the studio. Mike on the mic. And he was like, wow, that's my childhood. So, you know, maybe some of these things will take you back. Maybe you're a younger person and you've never heard these songs. So enjoy. Learn about some stuff that happened 50, 60 years ago. We heard Little Eva doing The Locomotion. And Little Eva was actually Carole King and Jerry Goffin's babysitter for their kids. And they needed somebody to sing the demo on that. And they got their babysitter, Little Eva. And Little Eva was born. The Locomotion. And we also started the set with Martha Reeves doing Dancing in the Street. So a lot of good stuff there. And we're going to just keep doing the 60s right up until 1 o'clock when Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers comes on. So if you have any requests, hit me up on the Facebook page, Something About the Women Radio Show. That's the best way to grab my attention. If you want to call, you can do that too. Just make sure I'm not talking when you call. And the number here is 855-915-WMFO. And for those of you who like numbers, 855-915-9636 is the number. All right, let's get back into it. And again, if you want to hear something from the 60s, please do let me know.
Hopper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mom, I got a note here from the Hopper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. You've been drinking and running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Hopper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. Sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Hopper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? Well, Mr. Hopper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. Smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as the mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Hopper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way.
Never end. We'd sing and dance forever. He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Oh boy, I got so enthralled in the music that I forgot to come back on and tell you what we've been listening to. And that was the Marvelettes doing Please Mr. Postman. And they did that song first. And then they did it in 1961. And then in 63, the Beatles did it. And then in 75, the Carpenters did it. And the Cowsills also did it. A bunch of people did it. But anyway, those were the major recordings of that hit, Please Mr. Postman. Before that, the Angels did My Boyfriend's Back, another classic song about the boyfriend. And then from 1968, we heard Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company doing How Many Times Blues, a little bit different from the other things we were hearing from the girl groups, and just threw that in for a little variety. Mary Hopkin did Those Were the Days, and she was, I believe she was on the Beatles label on Apple Records, Mary Hopkin. She had a few hits. That was Those Were the Days. And then Gene C. Reilly, classic song, Harper Valley PTA. And that, of course, I think became like a TV movie with Barbara Eden, you know, I Dream of Jeannie. Great stuff. Yeah, the 60s, I love them. So, you know, you just can't go wrong with the 60s. In the 60s, as you may know, Carole King was busy writing songs. She wrote songs for everybody and everything. She sat in a room and cranked out hits with her partner, Jerry Goffin. And we're going to hear now one of her songs. I'm not sure if this is a demo or an actual recording that was released, but this is a Carole King song that she wrote during that time period, and it's actually her singing it here on Something About the Women.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't
Why? It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Right. somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out phrases and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go.
No.
Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her. You ought to know by now. You ought to know, you ought to know by now. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out phrases and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her anymore.
The Ronettes, Baby, I Love You. Looks like that's from 1963, if the tracking software is correct. I didn't look it up. The Ronettes, I believe that's a Ronnie Spector production. We also heard another cut from the Mamas and the Papas, Words of Love from their greatest hits. Leslie Gore, classic, It's My Party, and I'll Cry If I Want To. Spanky and Our Gang, sounding a lot like the Mamas and the Papas to me. Sort of a similar type of group with both women and men singing. We heard Lazy Day. The Crystals did Then He Kissed Me from the album Da Do Run Run. And Carole King did It Might As Well Rain Until September, which she wrote, and she was singing that one. So that's how we started off that set. And we're doing the 60s today, and y'all are awfully quiet out there on the interwebs. If you have any requests, please let me know. I'm here to serve you and to play music. And it is 2019, crazy, which means that this is like my 31st year doing this show. It's just crazy. I mean, I must have just been a toddler when I started, but that's actually not the case. We've seen a lot of changes in those years, and the show started in 1973. And when I first started doing the show in 88, you know, we didn't have CDs really. We had some, but like we were doing this on turntables. And now we don't even really use CDs that much. We're playing stuff digitally. And everything just keeps changing, and if you wait long enough, it'll change again. But I guess that's the beauty of it all. I mean, the main thing is we're still here, right? We're still standing, which is a feat in and of itself. And thank you for being our loyal listeners. And you're listening, of course, to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And let's see what's coming up next here. This is going to be something from the Supremes, because how could we do this set without the Supremes, right? All right, here we go. ¶¶